I'm Seaver with another edition of The Drive's Rockstar Interviews. This time I have David Coverdale on the phone. And before we get started, Dave, I just got to say the impact of the music of Whitesnake that it had on this 22-year-old rock jock back in the mid-80s doing anything they let me do at a great rock station in Salt Lake City, Utah called K-Bear, right on through my career here in Chicago. I just got to say thanks, man, and it is killer to talk with you again.
It's my absolute pleasure, and I think I had a K-Bear t-shirt. Go figure.
Yeah, that amazing. That doesn't surprise me at all, man. We had a good time back in those days.
Well, thank you so very much. My absolute pleasure. What a hell of a journey, guys.
It certainly has been. Well, here we are. We're in lockdown, and do you have anybody helping you? Do you have anybody helping you out with your hair, Dave?
Yes, my wife.
Okay.
Thankfully, we haven't stabbed each other. We're best of friends. My wife is just, we're coming up to 30 years celebrating our relationship this year. That's a positive aspect of 2020. Other than that, I'm kicking this year out the fucking window.
No,
I swear to God.
No doubt about it.
I'm even considering passing on my 69th birthday and having it next year. the perfect age for the singer with Whitesnake. 69. Are you ready? I can't wait to design the t-shirt.
So it's been about a year since you put out an album of new music called Flesh and Blood. You're a busy man because now you're out with the 35th anniversary remix of the first huge Whitesnake album, Slide It In, which is also out on a 2-LP set on heavy gauge red vinyl, which just makes me miss Record Store Day all over again.
Oh, gosh, yeah. We actually had it sorted out for International Record Store Day, but because of the tragedy of the pandemic, they moved that back to June. And my record company, Rhino Warners, they said, let's just, once we all caught our collected breath from having literally the carpet pulled from under our feet on every level, they said, we want to still continue with a release schedule. I said, well, don't you want to wait till next year? None of this is really fashion stuff, And so we decided to go for it. So people have got plenty of eye candy with Netflix and stuff. But this is ear candy. This will help you put your AirPods in. This will help you get your housework done, the vacuuming and dusting. It's just 3 times faster, I swear.
I had it on my earbuds last night, man. I mean, you're going back and listening to those 3 great songs that I played many, many times on the radio over the years.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Love Ain't No Stranger, Slow and Easy, and Slide It In. And it is just, the remix sounds fantastic, man.
Thank you so much. I'm working with a new kid on the block called Chris Collier.
Mm-hmm.
And he came to me recommended by Joel Hoekstra, one of my guitar players. He came out, flew him into my studio, and he just, to mix the Flesh and Blood record, and I swear to God, I just left him to his own devices for the day, and then he came out and said, I've got 3 mixes. I said, what? I'm going, yeah, right. So I go in, and he has 3 fantastic mixes. Literally, I had minor things to do, little tweaks here and there, and I thought, wow, this is amazing. He really grasped the picture. So what I ended up doing was making a commitment there and then to remix and revitalize all of my catalog to bring it up screaming, kicking and screaming into the 21st century. And I'm thrilled I did.
Well, and
it was a dream for sure.
And on that note, it sounds great. And if you have the old sound, put it up side by side. If you've got the old albums, you're really, really going to notice a difference and a good one, I think. And you were bringing up all your catalog remixes, which you are coming out with. You got another one coming out called the Rock Album.
Well, the Rock Album, that's it's not all, the rock stuff that we've done, but it's kind of my favorite. We have a remix, Still of the Night, songs from an album I made called Good to Be Bad, Forevermore, Restless Heart, Into the Light. There's about 7 albums, I think, that we've remixed and are preparing for. I don't know whether you're aware, but once I got involved with Warners, We started to put anniversary box sets out, which were ridiculously expensive and award-winning. So that was I said, we can't keep giving them box sets, you know.
Right.
Let's give them tasters of what's to come. So in essence, the Red, White, and Blue trilogy are actually the taster albums for the box sets that we have planned for the next 5 years. The rock album coming out in June.
Yeah.
You have Whitesnake, the love songs, coming out in October, which is, it's a beautiful, it's not just songs to cut your wrist by. There's up-tempo stuff.
Yeah.
You know, it's very cool. But, you know, the deeper love songs, some deeper cuts. And then in February 2021, we have Whitesnake, the blues album, which is like remixed versions of Slow and Easy, Crying in the Rain, you know, the big blues rock epics that we're known for.
Right.
So they're three very potent records, I feel.
Yeah.
And my thing is I put the three albums and Flesh and Blood in a playlist in my iPhone. And my God, the vacuuming just flies by.
Now you add one new song on the new rock album that
yes.
you recorded in the Flesh and Blood days or about a year ago.
Idea I'd had for that intro piece, First You Say You Will.
Mm-hmm.
I've had that for before the Slip of the Tongue record,
mm-hmm.
but I could never get any further with it. And Joel Hoekstra heard me playing it at the studio house, and he said, oh, what's that? I said, go open season, go for it.
Right.
So he came up with a great sequence in there, and I'm personally so pleased I could feature my new band. You know, on this compilation, my band of brothers,
yeah.
Who made the Flesh and Blood album with me, they're exquisite. Red Beach, Joel Hoekstra, Michael Devin, Tommy Aldridge, and Michele Lupi. So Tommy Aldridge is well featured through as he's worked with me for over 30 years. Red Beach, Michael Devin, they're well featured on the record. Joel did a whole bunch of fresh guitar for me on the Restless Heart track. That's Restless Heart, Anything You Want and Can't Go On. And I got Michele Lupi, my fabulous Italian keyboard player, on the Always the Same song.
Yeah.
Yeah, and yeah, it's just very fulfilling, as you'd imagine, Steve.
Yeah.
After an almost 50-year career, to be able to have the time and resource to give the house of Whitesnake a fresh coat of paint and rearrange the furniture a bit.
Yeah, it's great. I mean, the trilogy, which the first of which is the rock album, which what I that is the
yeah.
white. The red would be the love songs, and the blue would be the blues. So those are coming out over the
yeah.
next year, few months. But the rock album comes
yeah.
out on June 19th. Before I let you go, I think we're running a little late. I don't want anybody to cut me off over there, but I have one question.
Oh, not a problem.
I have one question here from my co-host on the afternoon show. Her name is Janda.
Hi, Dave. Janda here. Big fan. One question for you. How do you think the touring industry will look after all this with COVID-19 is over? And do you think fans are going to want to flock back in to see live shows anytime soon?
That's an extraordinarily difficult question. I must tell you, I recently read in Rolling Stone, a tour manager for the Rolling Stones, he's been talking to my guy and other tour managers, and in order to give some impression of some of the impacts that this is happening. Now, obviously, I don't have a crystal ball. I would love to think that I'd still be able to physically do a farewell tour to the world that's been so incredibly supportive of my work for 5 decades.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's going to be, we definitely need a vaccine. I would love, people wouldn't be afraid or anxious, but would I let my child go to a show if somebody announced something tonight? No. This is a time we need unity, not divisiveness. We need to be working on a cure so we can get back into some semblance of the existence we had before. It's never going to be the same. At this moment in time, you may have to line up for four or five, maybe more, for a show, and then what's it going to look like if you have 6 feet between each person in
yeah,
the venue?
Yeah, that's not going to work.
It's such a tribal, It's such a tribal. We've got to come up with a vaccine.
Yep.
We have to,
yep,
to give people the confidence to walk out not looking like bank robbers. You know, but that's the only way. I've got
right.
a song on my social media called Masks and Gloves. They're the new sexy. You know, why? Because there's no choice. You know, how to check into hotels now. There's going to be no room service, no maid service. You're going to be given 3 bags when you go in.
Yeah.
And then your room will be left for 2 days after you've checked out and then fumigated. It's just...
I mean,
it's so overwhelming to try to encapsulate how extreme, how overwhelming this historical event is going to impact our species.
Yeah, just riding an elevator is going to be a new experience.
I'm dealing and answering questions from fans every day. Like last night, I was supposed to be in Copenhagen. I'd sold more tickets on this year's tour, 2020, than I've ever done before. So, you know, canceling one show because of an issue or whatever is heartbreaking. But canceling a world tour, you know, which I'd actually done prior to the world closing down because of a health issue.
Mm-hmm.
But... to cancel a world tour is utterly devastating.
Absolutely.
Devastating. It's a huge community thing.
I know.
For people to come together, like, you know, and jam and get down with a band and sing along. It's just a huge therapy.
Yep.
You know, we played in Belgium, Brussels, just after that awful Paris shooting. And that was different. That was a dreadful terrorist act. But people wanted to show the bravery and courage by coming out and having a good night with Whitesnake.
Right.
But, you know, we had unbelievable extra security, metal detectors, so people felt safe coming in.
Right.
And that is, just amplify that now by 1,000, by 10,000.
Yeah.
It's
a new world.
It's unimaginable.
Yep.
But we'll have to, this is a time that we have to think outside the box, Stephen.
Yep.
Otherwise, we will fail. So that's what we're doing now, is how do we make things work? How do we keep people engaged with our music? How do we keep people happy, you know, not fucking so anxious and fearful? It's be safe and respectful when you do go public, is to wear your mask and to wear gloves. It's not just you. You're directly endangering people.
So many people are not wearing their mask because they think it's like a personal, you know, slight on their, you know, autonomy or whatever. But
please don't be arrogant or selfish.
Right.
To think you don't need it.
Right.
We don't know until we're tested if we need it. And
exactly.
Then you don't know if the next person at the gas station, you know, has handled the pump without a glove.
Exactly.
My wife and I take the protocols extraordinarily seriously. It's got nothing to do with fear. It's to do with respect.
Thank you.
You know, respecting other people, you know.
Absolutely right.
And with that, Stephen,
yes.
I think you better get back to playing some rock music.
Okay. David Coverdale of Whitesnake, what a pleasure. A couple of new releases. Got to make sure everybody goes out and gets the remastered version of Slide It In. And then the rock album, another remastered collection of your catalog coming out on June 19th. David Coverdale of Whitesnake, thanks for being with us here on The Drive.
My love to you and your listeners. Love Chi-Town. Always been good to me. God bless and stay healthy.